morning. It's 14 minutes after the hour. John and Glenn, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, and our continuing coverage of the massacre that killed the 11 people, wounded six others Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the Squirrel Hill section of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Our guest this morning is the 12th Bishop of Pittsburgh, Bishop David Zubik. Your Excellency, have you reached out to Rabbi Jeffrey Myers at the Tree of Life Synagogue? Have you been able to speak with him?
I wasn't able to speak with Rabbi, but I did speak with two of the other rabbis in the area with whom I'm good friends, and certainly have offered my support to their communities as well too. Because when the services were taking place in their synagogues, the police decided to do a lockdown of all the synagogues in the area, and so I was in fact with each of those rabbis to offer them my support.
Bishop Zubik, I noted the ages of some of the victims, and some were old enough to have been alive, whether they were in Germany at the time or not, but old enough to have been alive during the Holocaust. And to see this again, so close, at least for that synagogue and that family, just has to be something else. How do you handle anger against God when something like this happens?
Well, I think most people are seeing this as an opportunity to really turn to God, because he's the only one that can help us overcome this horrendous evil. He's the one that can help us to be the victor over the devil. And I think that at this particular point, most people are focusing their attention on the members of the Jewish community and how much support that they need. I know that I've heard countless stories yesterday of how people are just reaching out to people, even if they don't know them. But that's the best part of humanity. It's part of the best. It's the best part of Pittsburgh, that people can reach out at a time like this and be instruments of compassion and be people who can be instruments of God's face and His love.
In fact, Rose Malinger, age 97, was a Holocaust survivor, and she was one of the victims of the massacre at the synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday, as were Bernice and Sylvan Simon, ages 84 and 86, respectively. They were married in that very synagogue 61 years ago, among the victims. In our conversation this morning with Bishop David Zubik of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, Bishop Zubik, do you feel that Jesus is asking us now as a nation, as Catholic citizens, as he asked Bartimaeus in yesterday's gospel, what do you want from me? What do you want me to do for you? What should that prayer be if we find political and philosophical differences in our country guiding our hearts and dividing us as children of Christ?
I think we need to ask that question. Lord, help me to see. And help me to see your face in every face that I meet. Because I think that we live in a society today that focuses so much attention of us looking at our cell phones that we have forgotten what it means to look into the face of other people and to look into their hearts and look into our own as well, too. And so I think that, you know, the same miracle that we read in the Gospels is a miracle that we need to ask for in our lives and for our society today.
In this instance, Bishop Zubik, there's an individual who is involved who had spoken out against the Jewish community a lot beforehand. Before that, with the pipe bombs, it took a little while, not very long, to find the supposed perpetrator there. But when things go wrong, our society is so quick to look for something to blame, something even bigger than an individual. Sometimes it is an individual just acting badly. But what do we say to that? Our quick desire to find out who to blame for things, even who to blame for hurricanes.
Well, I think it's really important for us to do two things. First of all, to look to God, because he's the one that can give us the strength. And second of all, I think we need to look within our own hearts. You know, it's easy for people to look at the man who was the perpetrator of these horrific acts, and to point the finger and blame at him. But I think we also need to take a look inside of our hearts and see, is there any prejudice? Is there any bigotry within our own hearts? Because if it isn't checked, it's only going to get worse, as it did in the case of that man.
How do we check that? We're in a very politically charged atmosphere and climate today, and there are any number of outlets, as we saw in this particular case for Robert Bowers, who is alleged to have killed the 11 people. He's in court later on today. He was very prolific on social media with his hatred to Jews.
And it's also been reported on the Pittsburgh News that now that he's in the hospital, he has not expressed any kind of remorse whatsoever for what he's done. I think that, we need to be able to pray for him. We need to be able to turn to God for healing, because it's God's grace that can help us to become the people that he's created us to be in the first place.
Bishop David Zubik, our guest this morning from Pittsburgh, here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Just before we took a brief break, I was mentioning, and we're taking calls at 888-914-9149. I feel lost. I feel like there's less of me here today. I've been praying for the victims, been praying for peace ever since this news broke 48 hours ago, Bishop Zubik. But I feel a little lost, even in my relationship with God. What's your advice?
I think just to continue to remain with God, we've got to be able to do that in prayer. And I think that that's something that we instinctively do after tragic events like this. Think back to 9/11 and how for the course of days, several weeks, so many people came to their churches and their temples and their mosques to pray, because at those particular moments, I think that people recognize that there is a higher power that we know to be God who can help us through those difficulties. The problem is that once we move beyond this crisis point, lots of times people pull away and forget that God is there. And I think we have to remain we have to remain constant with God, be able to bring before him all the emotions that are in our hearts, and ask him to help us to be able to deal with all those emotions and with each other in a loving way.
Bishop David Zubik
Bishop
from Pittsburgh.
Zubik, does it bring it?
Go ahead.
Bishop Zubik, does this bring us back to really focusing on what we can do in our own lives instead of trying to maybe worry beyond our means sometimes, to just try and be loving to one another and do our very best?
Exactly, but that obviously is something that we cannot do by ourselves. And that's why we have to be able to turn to God in prayer to ask him to give us his power of love to overcome the kind of evil that exists in the world. I think so many people, including our president, said this is such an evil, evil act. And we know that the source of evil is the devil himself. The only way that can be confronted is with the power of God's love that has to work in us. And that we need to ask for first.
And maybe, Bishop Zubik, not maybe, definitely, we have to ask the Holy Spirit for his help, the wisdom of Mr. Rogers and the Squirrel Hill neighborhood. In fact, where the Tree of Life Synagogue is located is the literal Mr. Rogers neighborhood. He lived five blocks away, and he said, when I was a boy, this is a quote from Mr. Rogers, when I was a boy, I would see scary things in the news, and my mother would tell me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. And that's a reflection really for all of us to ask the Holy Spirit to make us the helpers in whatever that might be, to sow peace in our communities, maybe even start in our own families. 3 weeks to go till Thanksgiving if we're not talking to a family member. This is where true peace begins.
You're right on. And I think that it's pretty obvious by what's been happening in Pittsburgh these days that lots of folks are going to the Holy Spirit because so many people are reaching out to help. And obviously, we see that all across our country and all across the globe in the face of this horrific tragedy.
In a spiritual sense, a little bit, Bishop Zubik, can this humble us in that we may not have all the answers and really need to realize how much we do depend on God from day to day, given that the next day or even the end of the day is not granted to us?
Well, I think any time that we face any kind of evil or any kind of tragedy, we realize that we don't have the wherewithal to be able to address that on ourselves, but we have to really be able to turn to God first and foremost in our prayer, and then second of all in our actions and in our words to each other and for each other.
Bishop Zubik, a sad reality of living in the United States today, when it comes to houses of worship in major metropolitan areas during the Jewish High Holy Days, we see a heightened sense of security. President Trump had suggested if there was perhaps an armed guard at that synagogue, the loss of life would have been minimal, if any, at all. How will you address security in the parishes in the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
Well, I think we have been addressing that for quite some time because obviously this incident wasn't the first that makes people aware of the fact that violence can happen. But I think also because the fact that the places of violence can be everywhere. We've seen that almost every day in our news. So that I think that the important issue is we've got to take steps to be able to curtail that kind of violence. First of all, taking a look at what's going on in our hearts. But then I think second of all, we have to take a look at the much broader picture making sure that we try to address mental health issues. I think it's a matter of taking a look at gun control. And I think all of that has to be an important part of how we address this as a country and as a world.
Pennsylvania, big area for deer hunting and a lot of people using gun for sport there. How does gun control play in an area like that?
Well, I think it's a multifaceted issue. It's a matter of taking a look at, how people are able to get a hold of weapons, as Mr. Bowers did for Saturday, how just a year ago, the person who killed so many people in Las Vegas used the same kind of a gun to be able to do what he did. I think it's a matter of taking a look at seeing what in fact is the best direction that we can take for the safety of everybody.
Bishop Zubik, St. Augustine says that God knows that we need to exercise our faith muscle. He teaches us that God knows we need to create a space in our hearts and our souls so that we're ready to receive the answer to the prayer that he wants to give to us. As a society, we don't like to exercise very much, and perhaps even spiritually as well. How should we start exercising that faith muscle, as St. Augustine says?
Well, as St. Augustine also said, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. And that points us in the direction where we have to go. We've got to make time in our lives to be with God in prayer and meditation, to reflect on the world that he's created and how he wants us to preserve that he's created and how much he wants us to preserve. Most important of all, the apple of his eye, which is each person as a human individual. And it's critically important that we go to him who's the creator of us all and look for the ways in which we can live better, not only as citizens of our country, but especially as we live as sisters and brothers one to another.
Bishop Zubik, when we wonder about how to address this with our kids, is some of the best advice what John had mentioned from Mr. Rogers, actually, to just look for the helpers and look for the good, even in a scene like this?
Exactly. And I think that's one of the beautiful gifts that God has given to parents, the capacity to be able to sit down, to calm the fears of their children and be able to help them to see what good there is in every situation in life, even in a moment of tragedy like this. So many examples of people pouring out their help to others is a good example of how parents can teach their children the good that can exist in the midst of evil.
Bishop David Zubik is the 12th Bishop of Pittsburgh, giving us spiritual direction this morning in light of the massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday morning. Bishop Zubik, may we have your blessing and perhaps a prayer for the victims and a prayer for peace.
Amen. For sure. I'd be honored to do so. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord so continue to fire up your souls that many other people may be attracted to God through you. May God so expand your mind that you may not only come to know God better, may you be able to embrace most fully his will. May God so expand your heart that your love may be more like the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the love of his Immaculate Blessed Mother. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and may dear Mother Mary continue to protect us under the mantle of her love and help us to come to a life of peace.